Hello, I'm Toby Davey and welcome to this podcast, Memories of Chippenham Secondary and Technical School, Cocklebury Road. The old Victorian red brick secondary and technical school building, built in 1900, which stands at the corner of Cocklebury Road and Sadler's Mead, is one of Chippenham's architectural historical landmarks. Sadly, the building has been boarded up since Wiltshire College moved out and into their nearby modern purpose-built campus buildings in 2015. There have been many attempts to save the building, along with all its late Victorian external and internal architecture, including parquet floorings, staircases, and design elements of the arts and crafts movement, which still survive today. Chippenham Civic Society and many people living in Chippenham hoped that the building could be saved and that a new use could be found for the building to keep it alive. Chippenham Civic Society did try and obtain listing status for the building, which could have helped to save the building, but sadly their application was unsuccessful. With the future of the building still in limbo, and before the building is lost forever, I was intrigued to find out more about the history of the building and to tell some of the stories of what life was like in the building's heyday. So I turned to social media to find local people who might remember what life was like in the old red brick secondary and technical school building. It did not take too long for stories and memories to come flooding in from local people who were pupils and students of the secondary and technical school. One such lady is Peggy, who was a pupil at the school in the mid-1950s. When I popped round to Peggy's home in Chippenham, we sat down and chatted about Peggy's memories of life as a pupil in the old red brick secondary school building, what school life was like back then for her, memories of being taught in the old wooden classrooms which surrounded the building, what some of Peggy's teachers were like, and the type of schooling at that time. Peggy also gave me her opinions on why the building should be saved and what it could be used for. I first began by asking Peggy what school life was really like back then in the old red brick building in the 1950s.
There was a boys' side and a girls' side, and as you went into the girls' side, to the left was the cloakroom that always smelt because of damp clothing in there all the time. It was a real mess. To the right, you walked along, there was the headmaster's room at the front of the building, his office. There was a staircase. We went up the stairs to the left and to the right. There were classrooms. I was in my last year, I think it was at school. I was in a classroom with Miss Hutchings.
I think you said that at some of the time during your schooling, you were in huts out around the red brick building. And can you remember what the huts were like and what it was like maybe going into the red brick building for assemblies and things like that?
Yes, the huts were wooden. And we had fires, coal fires. They were always nice and warm and cosy, though. Most of us didn't mind going in there. I've got a feeling there was a row of about four huts. But when we went to assembly, there was an outbuilding that was before the technical college. We had a hall built that we went to assembly in. And that was quite a thing in the morning. If you went in, you had a sort of a Christian assembly. And the poor people that were Catholics had to wait outside the door, which is very wrong by today's standards. But it was done at the time. We had a garden. We used to do gardening. There was the playground. The other side of the playground was the headmistress's hut, Miss Young. She was nice. A little dumpy lady. And then there was the school canteen. Outside, the milk bottles would always be delivered. And we used to have milk every day. It's great fun in the winter because obviously the milk would freeze and the tops would come off.
I believe you were the only pupil from your primary school that went to the secondary school. D- Did you feel slightly lonely because your friends weren't there?
Yes. Yeah, my friends went before me. I was quite a poorly weak child. So I think I went up about a fortnight or 3 weeks after. And I was very perturbed because they put me in the bottom class in the school because they hadn't sorted my records out. And I was down in an E and I thought, I can do better than this. This isn't the class I should be in. Eventually, they put me up to a B. I never got to an A class, but to a B class. And that was all right. But I was behind then. I had a bit of catching up to do. That 3 weeks catching up, or however long it was. I did eventually catch up, and I sort of come average. I was good at... We used to do cooking in those days at school. Housekeeping and all that sort of thing. Boys do woodwork and things.
Do you remember parts of the building, the red brick building? Did it feel sort of big and feel very sort of imposing and impressive? Do you remember what it was like?
No, I never felt that at all. The most imposing things were some of the bullies at school. And I was bullied a little bit because I was so skinny and I wore glasses. But the building itself, no, it was always warm. The staircase, if I remember rightly, wasn't covered, it was cement. So it was really quite an old Victorian building. And we knew in those days it was a really beautiful building. But we were taught how, sort of roughly, who built it and how it was built. The teachers at the time did value that building as well.
Are there any parts of the building that you can remember that stood out to you?
Oh, the front. Definitely the front of the building. It was impressive. I've always been interested in history, right from a little girl. And I was always aware of that. The front and the walls, the red brick wall along the front of it as well. The main entrance really was through the front of the building, but it was never used for us children. We had to go to the back through the smelly cloakroom was by the side of us.
Schooling back then is very different to the schooling of today and children going through school at the moment. And as you say, you were taught domestic science, sewing, gardening and things like that. And the boys were taught more sort of manly things. What was the sort of lessons like and what was the teaching like?
Oh, the teachers were quite strict. A lot of the boys had the cane very often. But if we behaved ourselves, we done all right. Now, I was never really one for music. I've changed over the years. But I used to get in the back of the class and chatter. But I used to get dragged down the front. I could never understand why. But it was so the teacher could keep an eye on me, wasn't it? The music teacher I remember was Mr. Wanless. He was quite a well-known teacher, very good at his job, apparently. As kids, we took the mickey out of him a bit, as we did a lot of the teachers, or give them nicknames, that sort of thing. But our music lessons were taken downstairs, and that was as you looked at the building. Mr. Minter's office was first, and then was the music room, if I remember rightly. I have enjoyed it, there's no doubt about it. I enjoyed the lessons, although a lot of the teachers were very strict because it was still a time of discipline and really it didn't do us any harm. I think if there was a little bit more of that today, things would be better.
I know you've got grandchildren yourself who are going through schooling at the moment, and obviously the pressures that children are under now with social media and everything else besides, it's a lot different. Do you feel that children are under more pressure now and the education is different to how it was in your day?
Actually, my youngest granddaughter is 19, my youngest grandchild. She's now gone through that. But yes, it's very different today. I do believe that the teachers don't have enough say in what they're taught. I can't understand today, to be honest. I'm now nearly 79 and it's just a totally different world. And to be honest, I'm glad I'm not in that young world anymore. Too much pressure for them. I do feel sorry for them. There is the great pressure, like they've got to be doing their exams all the time.
The old school building, the Technical College red brick building, is boarded up. It's been boarded up for about 5 years now and probably going to be knocked down. What do you feel about the possibility of the building disappearing from the townscape of Chippenham?
I think it's very sad. I think it should have been kept. It could have been kept. I'm sure the inside could have been turned into flats. It could have been turned into a museum. It could have been turned into a music centre. There are so many other things it could have been turned into, but it should be kept. And I know there's hundreds of us, oldies, that are still alive in Chippenham, because I see them and know a lot of them. They feel the same way. It should be kept. And some of the people in the local council feels the same, because they were at that school as well. I think it's appalling what they're doing to Chippenham. Back in the 60s, they pulled down history upon history that I remember well. And it's just all gone. We're just sort of the same as many other towns now.
Do you feel that a lot of Wiltshire towns like Chippenham are losing their identity because these buildings that aren't fit for purpose in some people's eyes are being boarded up and then decay and then have to be knocked down?
Yeah, it's very sad. I think they're deliberately left to decay, so they're beyond repair. I've always thought that. I've seen buildings built and pulled down in my lifetime in Chippenham. And I think we're just getting like any other town. And I think one day, the way it's going on, we'll all be joined up.
If you were given the keys to the building and asked, you know, said, what would you like to do with it if it could be saved? What would you like to see it being used for?
Well, I got to say, some type of museum, some type of art centre, a music centre, homes. I said it could be turned into flats. Yes, it could be. But realistically, that's what I would like. Music centre, a different type of museum than we've got in town. We don't want to compete with the one up a bit further in us. Yes, I think it would be nice to be a music centre, art centre, or some sort of history centre. I think that would be nice.
Sadly, at the time of putting this podcast together, to my knowledge, there has not been any news on the future of the old red brick secondary and technical school building. The building still remains boarded up, and sadly, it might be the case that the building will end up in such a state that it cannot be given a new life or redeveloped to save this iconic architectural Chippenham landmark. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast and would like to find out more about my podcasting, audio production and other services, please do visit my website tobydavey.co.uk, where you'll find full details about my portfolio of services, how to contact me and follow me on social media. Do all keep safe and well.